Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. If you don't have time to listen to a podcast of the full show, here's a short highlight from Connecting Faith.
It is interesting how Scripture puts those in such a dichotomy. Even Paul in Galatians said if he was to be a pleaser of man, he couldn't be an apostle of Christ Jesus. Yet we all feel the pull to impress people. We're all basically insecure. We want to impress others. We want them to think highly of us. We want to be considered a success. And all of those just create bondage. They create this ball and weight that is around our foot, and we live with it, and it creates fear. It creates stress. It's the source of so much of our anxiety. And, I know recently we were in the startup of a business, and it was really wobbly. Our startup we really wondered if we were going to make it. And, I noticed that a lot of my thoughts went to the fact, I wonder what my children would think. And it's just so natural for us to be concerned about what others think. But in Isaiah 2:22, it says, "Stop regarding man whose life of breath is in his nostrils, for why should he be esteemed?" And God wants us to be free. He wants to free us from bondage of what others think. And wouldn't it be amazing if we had no fear, if we just didn't care about what others thought, and we just, our main goal for the day was to enjoy him? And so I think on a practical level, how do we do this? Well, first of all, it's a journey. It's not a light switch. You don't just flip a switch and then no more do you ever care what people think. I wish I could be that way, but it is a journey. But the more we practice maybe entering a meeting and saying, "Lord, this meeting is about enjoying you. It's not about impressing others." It's important to state them both, what it is and what it isn't. "Lord, I'm feeling afraid right now because of what others are going to think. Please free me of that because I just want to enjoy you." Saying things like this and thinking things like this go a long way to just having progress so that we can live life with that freedom that, from what Proverbs says is a snare. The fear of man is a snare. It's a bear trap. It's something that we all tend to do, but is harmful for us, and our Heavenly Father wants to free us of it.